I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to It's Your Funeral, the podcast where we interview guests about the most important day of their afterlives. But no guests today, because we have a correspondent special as ever. I'm here with Sam Hammond, aka Von Cruise. Sam, how are you?
I'm still alive, and that's the best you can hope for at the moment, really, isn't it? How are you?
I'm very, very feeling a lot more positive than you sound, Sam.
I am putting it on for show. I'm just a performer. But I feel fine, actually.
How are you feeling about the correspondent special?
Well, don't know. Let's take it as it comes.
We've been asking you to send in your funny funeral thoughts, stories, anecdotes, either to our email pod, itsyourfuneral@gmail.com, or to our Instagram @poditsyourfuneral. And let me tell you, we've been inundated with stuff. People have literally been replying in their tens. So we wanted to read out some of the best stuff. Firstly, a while ago now, we asked how people wanted to be remembered, and we got some good answers in. Short Attention Span Theatre on Instagram said this: a lead gravestone so I can have an interactive guest book where people can tell the truth. None of this bullshit memorial stuff about being something I wasn't. And family can hire out advertising space, and it should say that I was a bit of a cunt.
Well, LED is that?
LED?
Is it? You said lead. Did you say lead? I thought it meant...
A lead is in... No, LEAD is in a lead gravestone, as in a gravestone made of lead.
Oh, right.
It's not really an answer to how they want to be remembered. It's more how they want to be buried, isn't it? How they want to be put in the ground, I guess.
I think whoever you are, you're a bit of a show-off, to be honest.
A lead gravestone so I can have an interactive guest book.
Yeah, that's why I thought it must mean LED.
Oh, LED.
Because
it's spelled LEAD.
Yeah, what are you on about, mate?
Yeah.
But anyway.
LED is cooler. That's much cooler.
It is.
Okay, interactive guest book where people tell the truth. None of this bullshit memorial stuff about being something I wasn't. Yeah, okay. So that plays into a lot of stuff we've talked about with different guests where they've said nobody really tells the truth during eulogies at funerals. And they want... Short Attention Span Theatre wants an opportunity for people to actually say, yeah, I was a bit of a cunt.
I'm going to write, he fingered me on it. On Cub Camp.
I mean, Short Attention Span Theatre could be a girl, so you're going to have to say he or they or she.
Yeah,
he, right. She, they.
It fingered me.
It fingered me at camp. Yeah. Yeah, okay, so Claire's Pad commented on Instagram, my family joke...
Hi, Claire's Pad.
My family joke that when my brother dies and gets cremated, we're going to sell tickets because everyone in the vicinity is getting stoned, lol. And a note on mine, the only thing I give a shit about is that I get cremated. I have a fear of being buried alive. And then put my ashes in a bin bag with all my cremated pets and dump me in the forest or beach.
That sounds pretty reasonable, Claire. Yeah, I'm guessing your brother smokes a lot of weed. Is that what you're saying?
When my brother dies and gets cremated, we're going to sell tickets because everyone in the vicinity is getting stoned. Yeah.
What if, like, grandma doesn't want to get stoned?
So his ashes are basically going to be just full of doob.
Right. Well, you know, sounds like a fun bloke.
I guess her the note on hers where she wants to get cremated because she's got a fear of being buried alive and then put her ashes in a bin bag with her pets. That's similar to you wanting to be buried by just put out by the bins.
Yeah, but being cremated is too much effort for me. But I appreciate her fear of getting buried alive, and it must be nice to be mixed in with your pets.
I was going to say, yeah, all the cremated pets. So that could potentially be over the course of her life. So she's cremating pets over and over and over, keeping the urns on mantelpiece.
She wants it in a bin bag. So maybe I'd get one of those garden waste bags because they're a bit thicker and they'll probably last your lifetime. Don't get normal bin bags because they might tear. And
even if you double bag it?
Well, it's risky still. What if you catch it on something?
It's quite earnest, this, isn't it? I guess we've picked an earnest subject for a podcast, really. It's our fault, if anything. But I like the kind of quite slightly romantic forest or beach. That's quite nice.
Yeah, it is nice, yeah.
Yeah. Which beach would you choose if you were going to be...
Blackpool.
Blackpool?
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's in my home county. It's a luxurious holiday resort. A lot of memories from when I was a kid.
What's your main memory of Blackpool as a kid?
I went to the Pleasure Beach once and they had to close the rides because one of the cat and mouse ride, someone went round on that and like got their ear caught on a piece of metal and their ear got sliced off. So yeah, the cat and mouse was closed.
What is the cat and mouse ride?
It was like one of those things where it's like a little roller coaster where you're in your own car. There's two of you in a little mouse car and it's a roller coaster. But yeah, someone had really big ears and sliced their ear off on the way round. So that was closed. That was sad. But
that's very much one of those stories, like every water slide, the stories with the razor blades being left in there.
I've not heard that.
Any water slide you go to, or I used to go to, would then get closed, and all the stories you'd hear is because someone put razor blades in the little joins between each bit of the tube, and you know, some poor kid.
I bet that's never happened. Up.
I bet it's never happened either. But I also bet that the ear being torn off the cat and mouse ride never happened.
It did. I was there. Didn't see the ear, but that was the.
You didn't see it happen.
No, but I went to go on the cat and mouse ride, and it's closed. And some woman was like, "Yeah, this lad's ear's just been chopped off."
All right. That reminds me of. I'm a bit scared of fun fairs, and because I just don't. This is bad, but I don't really believe they probably passed any safety standards.
Oh no, no, of course they don't.
And when I used to work in Shepherd's Bush, there's a story of one of the carts coming off one of the big ones that goes high in the air and someone got thrown across Shepherd's Bush Green and killed. So basically, I've been proven right to not like fun fairs.
What a way to go.
We also had this anonymous email saying, on episode 4, Sam mentioned wanking and crying. Just wanted to let you know that the official term for that is cranking. I hope someone cranks at my funeral.
Well, I'll crank at your funeral. And yeah, I did know that term. Just wanted to explain it for people who didn't, but... Yeah, I'm a proficient and professional cranker, actually.
Really?
Often in the mirror, that's the prime cranking position.
What sets you off? Are you masturbating first and then the crying comes, or do you cry first and then you're like, oh, do you know what will add to this?
It usually comes all at the same time. The tears from the eyes and the tears from the penis. And usually have like Antiques Roadshow on in the background.
And does it add to the enjoyment of the orgasm?
Nothing's enjoyable. It's like, it's a really sad orgasm.
After Dominic Cummings was fired from Downing Street and did that very odd photo op with his box of things outside the front door of number 10, a lot of people commented on this, but literally, there's no way he did that. He would have done that except to have his photo taken. It's completely...
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, I don't know what. To be honest, I've not been watching the news because it just makes me want to die. But yeah, I saw that photo, and yeah, I don't know what.
One of your favourite guys, Dominic Cummings, I would have thought.
No, he's a lovely lad, yeah. Great hat collection.
He'd be a good guest, wouldn't he? Yeah. But after that happened, we asked our Instagram followers to choose a venue for his funeral if they had the choice. Here are some of the best hand wonders. I mean, common theme here, but hand wonders said, obviously, Bernard Castle. Mm. Mr. Jones Talk said, inside a rotting whale carcass that's about to explode due to gaseous buildup.
Mm. Specsavers. But someone said that.
Yeah, is the gaseous build-up thing do you think it's a kind of take on him being full of hot air?
I don't know, it's a bit...
It's an interesting vision, the inside a rotting whale carcass. Yeah. I think another common theme, Rob said Barrymore's house.
Yeah.
Big good place to have a funeral, in the pool.
Yeah, I'd love to see Cummins floating in that pool.
You saw that Barrymore documentary, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, so good.
We should unleash Barrymore on him, bum him to death and drown him.
We've been talking about, and we may well do this, we've been talking about doing kind of watch-along episodes where me and Sam watch famous people's funerals from down the years. But maybe we should just watch that Barrymore documentary as well because it's so bleak. And poor old Stuart Lubbock got bummed to death by that huge implement. Claire Hot Gem. Hello, Claire. The local dump.
Hi, Claire. She's a friend of mine.
The local dump, she says, for yeah. Dominic Cummings' funeral. European Mike with a niche reply. The Adelphi in Hull, because it's hot as hell in there. Ever been there?
Heaven or Hull?
Heaven, well...
I've been to Hull.
It must be a Hull-based...
I did a gig in Hull once.
A hell-based gag, I guess. What happened at your gig in Hull?
It was great. It was like an outdoor thing, like a summer festival thing. It was really good. Yeah, I think we're on... I remember, like Right Said Fred were on, I think, as well.
I've seen you, all your bands are very similar to Right Said Fred in lots of ways.
Billy May
says Wacky Warehouse. Rich Malois says Bargain Booze, kind of similar vibes.
He doesn't deserve Bargain Booze. Bargain Booze is for the people, it's not for the elite.
That's so true. Our amazing former guest Alex Haddo replied, said, live on BBC One, Nation gets a day off from Barnard Castle Bogs.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, pretty good. Max Burns Easy said, cremate him and spread the 350 million ash particles across every hospital in the UK. Political, like that. Mm. That's a link back to Brexit.
It's just going to dirty up the hospitals.
Well, you know, now that they've got that extra 350 million
We should burn him and then make Boris snort every fucking drop of him.
Yeah, one of those parties held by Lebvinev, the owner of the Evening Standard,
yeah,
who he loves. And goes and flies out to see.
Boris loves a snort anyway. I've heard lots of stories about that. So yeah, he can snort.
Why do you think he got COVID so badly? Because his lungs are just full of snort.
Yeah, probably.
Full of gack. We also asked our Insta followers who their dream It's Your Funeral guests would be. And again, some along a similar theme. Lady ACSS, Wayne Lineker. Are you still chasing him?
I mean, I actually had a WhatsApp conversation with Wayne the other day.
Tell us about it.
So after we called him on the podcast the other week, which I don't know if it's been out yet, he messaged me and was like, was I on a podcast? And I said, yeah. And he was like, which one? I told him. I said, are you going to unblock me on Instagram then or what? Because, you know, I apologize because I've called him a paedophile on there quite a lot of times, but I do miss his content. I'm obsessed with him a bit. And yeah. He was like, yeah, mate, no bother, I'll unblock you. And then he still hasn't unblocked me. But then he texted me again and was like, what's your Instagram handle then? You know, I can't find you. And I said, you can't find me because you've blocked me. So it's like, you need to look down your block list. And he's like, it's massive. I was like, have a look, mate, get stuck in. So yeah, hopefully he'll unblock me soon.
And when he does, will you ask him on the podcast?
Yeah, I will, yeah.
Brilliant. Kate Merriart, in terms of people's dream, It's Your Funeral guest, Brian Blessed.
Yeah, I know Kate, and Brian's one of my favourite people on the planet, and I think Kate loves him as well.
I interviewed his daughter for my other podcast, very nice.
I heard that, she's a bit boring.
Nice girl. Very nice.
She's nothing like Brian. Brian's the funniest man on the planet.
The daughters of actors who then choose to become actors take themselves very seriously. That's what I would say. But she's very nice. Manchester Blades, are Joey Essex as the cunt turns up for everything else? I'd take Joey Essex like a shot. He'd be interesting.
I'll have anyone, to be honest, at the moment.
Exactly. Sultan Joe Highfield, Doc Cotton, a.k.a. June Brown.
She's not dead.
No, she's not. We'd have to get her very quickly, though, I think.
Yeah, and she'd be perfect. She will die soon.
I think I would love to get Doc Cotton on. We could do... Well, do you know what? I've been thinking about this. I don't want to give an idea away to our huge listenership, but I think this podcast could easily lead to a TV format, which is celebrity funerals while they're still alive.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. Mm. And I don't know exactly how we do it, whether it's a... in a dream world, you'd have it as they all think they're actually dead. And
this
then
is your death.
Up. Yeah. But I don't know if we could pull that off necessarily. And also, it would only run for one series like that. So maybe it's like they know, but they're, you know.
What do they tell? Do we tell all their friends that they've died?
That would be my dream format, but I don't know if we could actually get away with that.
It's like Beatles about, but really bad.
Beatles also dead.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I had a weird
went to Beatles grave in Highgate Cemetery once.
I know.
I just stumbled on.
I know his daughter, actually, Bonnie Beadle. She goes out with a friend of mine. She's a really nice girl.
Did she inherit their little hand?
She did not. But
Bonnie Beadle.
Yeah.
What a name.
Yeah, she's really lovely. And also, weirdly, and I think I told her this when I saw her, that when I was young, I remember a very weird story where my mum had, she was involved somehow in some kind of quiz or something that happened at our house, like at a party or something. And Jeremy Beadle was there. And it turns out Jeremy Beadle was just the cleverest dude.
Oh, yeah.
He knew everything.
He did, yeah. He also was a festival organizer. He promoted a festival up near where I'm from in Lancashire in the 70s. It was like a Woodstock style thing. It was meant to be really cool.
Really?
Yeah, he did a lot of stuff. You know, everyone on the telly back then, I know we're going back to our usual topic here. Everyone on the telly back then was, most people were nonce. Beadle. Was he clean or was he a nonce?
No evidence of Jeremy Beadle being any kind of
no Beadle
criminal. No, okay. Not that I know of.
Fair enough.
You just wanted to say Beadle or Beadle, didn't you?
Well, a bit, but also I question all those people.
We have now had to start putting disclaimer messages on the beginning of our podcast because of the amount that Sam brings up whether people are nonces or not.
It wasn't even me on the last one, really. It was Hayden Prowse.
Nice, trying to blame other people. Guys, please keep any funeral or death-based thoughts coming into us. We love these. At pod, it's your funeral on our Instagram, and pod, it's your funeral at gmail.com. We will read out the best. Make sure you get them in. We love you. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.